Shalom and Brachot to everybody. This is starting a new Seder of the Chumash, Parshas Bamidbar. The Midbar is a time that we lived a special fashion, totally, obviously, in the hands of Hashem. It was impossible to deny it, that Hashem was guiding every step of our way. We were in a desert which was impossible to survive without special protection. Just go outside this past week and try to think about living out there for years. Impossible. Hashem made the Anan Yaakov to protect us. We didn't have food. Hashem gave us a month. We didn't have what to drink. Hashem gave us the water from the stone. It was a very special time for Klal Yisrael. I'm just feeling totally in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what we've been going through this last school also. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to wake up again, to realize that that's the way it is nowadays also. Nothing changed. We're totally and fully in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just we don't see it. He conceals it in a fashion that it's not obvious. But that's cool. Hashem has made it obvious to us that we can't take anything for granted. Someone can mistakenly think, if I don't know what's going to be the future, that's a reason for concern. But it's the exact opposite. The fact that I realize I cannot rely on physical things, and I must rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the biggest physic we can get. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shebaal Shemayim. He is the one who cares about us more than everybody else. And he set up the world that the more we turn to him, the more he cares for us, the more he gives us the Yad HaShemayah. So this is a special, special opportunity to have extra Yad HaShemayah in everything we're doing. It's a special opportunity to have more peace of mind than ever before. And if we make that change now, it'll change our lives. It won't be a one-time thing. Why should we have a situation that when things don't go our way, we get a little upset and get nervous? Now we have seen that nothing went our way, and Hashem has been with us. He protected us. We're still chayim v'kayomim. We're healthy. We're going onwards. The future is not clear. We have to take these past experiences, not just the midbar, which we don't remember about. We read. We went through this, each one of us, in our basar and our own skin. People have told me stories, I can say them exactly, the situations which they thought that the worst thing that will happen to them. One general story I heard from somebody. The bank forced him to sell a large amount of stocks at a loss. And he said, what's Hashem doing to me? And a few days later, he knew what Hashem was doing to him. Because immediately after he sold them, they went down to nothing and he lost everything. And this way, the majority of the money remained and he was able to reinvest it in. B'shas Maisa, what is Hashem doing to me? La'acha Maisa, oh, I understand. That's the way it's with everything in this world. Sometimes you find out with the next day, and sometimes the next year, and sometimes Acha Me'evashim. So that's what it's all about. And that's what we have to use, past experiences. Everybody has gone through so many of these experiences that we say, what's Hashem doing to me? And Hashem eventually shows us it's for the good. We have to use that to help us go through all the present situations, our present Midbar. And the good of Midbar is right before Shavuos now. It says that Torah is not nitness, El Shemisha Mason Atzmoika Midbar. The person has to make himself like a Midbar. How do you say like a Midbar? A Midbar is nothing, it's just sand. The truth is, even the deserts, when there's a nice rain, within a short period of time, all kind of nice, pretty flowers start sprouting forward from it. That's what it is. If we are not committed, we think we're the one controlling the world, then we're limited. When we make ourselves committed, I'm Hesker, I'm nothing. Every single thing I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My life, my health, my panosa, my house, my family, my neshama, my Torah mitzvot. All wonderful gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I feel that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts pouring the rain on us and the beautiful flowers sprout forth. So now we're starting to, not starting, we're in the middle of preparing ourselves for the great day this week, Matan Torah Seinu, Shavuos, Shavolein Latoiva. We've seen the Seyad Shmai. We've seen the ability that Baruch Hashem, we work, we, each one worked on himself. Each one, Baruch Hashem, was Oymed V'Nisyonis that we had. And at the Rabbah, we saw the beauty of it. Some people told me that they were more together with their family, their limited family, but it was an experience to get to know each other better, to be more sensitive to one another. They grew from it. And Kamuban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us, Kedavin stronger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize how much we're in his hands and thank him so much for what we have. And B'Siyat HaShemayi was starting to use a shul little by little, and such a beautiful thing to be able to do that. We have to preserve these feelings. I'm the dog with our midbar. We went through our own midbar, and we're going through it. But with you, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yiso. With Hashem, we're going to go, and with Hashem, we're going to stop. If we go with him, we're in good hands. We don't have to worry about anything. The Seder is called Bamidbar. That's what we call it. But in the Gemara, in the Chazal, it's called Chumash Pikudim. The Chumash that discusses counting Klal Yisrael. And that's the second half of what we have to think about now. Number one, the Midbar, we said. We totally have nothing of our own. We're totally in Hashem's hands. He's loving, wonderful. And Ani HaKovid is Mayim, his mother. It's all from him. It just takes different forms and shapes, different times in history. But it's all the same. And Pikudim means we count each one. Every member of Klal Yisrael is essential. Each one has his own tafkid. Klal Yisrael is split up into four general machnas. East, north, south, west. West. And the middle, the Mishkan with the Aron HaKodesh. That's what we have to know. That's Klal Yisrael. Each one is individual. We have our specific Avoda, the HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and it's all centered around the focal point. The third activation, the Luchos HaBris, which is in the middle. If we have that focus, then we have a Slav HaMal HaMenateva, and we say to all that tremendous Seat HaShemayah. That's all we need to do. So that's the second thing. Tikudim. I have a specific position, specific tachlis, specific koyach that Hashem gave to me. Don't look at myself, say, who am I, what am I? Yes, you are essential, you are necessary. Without you, Klal Yisrael is not sholim. Without you, the tikkun olam will never come. We need you. You are special. You're not perfect, the seder, but improve. Become a better person. Become more caring person. Person more tmuna, more bitochen, more peace of mind. If we do these things in Yitzhak Hashem, we got the message.
Things,
not just the Jewish nation, it's not like a nation. When one dies, we don't care. When one lives, we don't care. It won't make a difference. We have to put together the cards with him or without him. That's true. But not by us. Each one of us is essential. Each one is a special. So we should be able to take advantage. Another week of the special tkufa. Another week of looking back what transpired in this week, the changes that occurred. Thank Hashem for it tremendously. And together with that, to recognize I personally, each one of them has a special relationship with Hashem. So many special things to thank Hashem for. And together with so many special koiches that can be used to further myself and further Klal Yisrael to the tachlis, the way that we're all heading for. Sure, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Shalom Uvrocha.